I know some of you have specially come to be with Daddy, but drama. But she's here for a few weeks, so there'll be other opportunities, I'm sure. And last Sunday's Murali, yesterday's Murali, very much a preparation for whatever may happen. Suddenly, just be ready and make sure you have your connection with Baba clear, so that in a moment you're able, in a second. Yesterday Baba said, fail or pass is a game of 1 second. Are you able to detach from everything here and just connect with one in a second? At that time you won't have the possibility of asking why, how, what, if, but. If your thoughts go there, fail. So at the moment we're just facing little things, we're not facing big things, generally. Maybe some people individually are facing big things, that's also possible. But generally speaking, it's little things that come our way. But I was interested yesterday to hear Baba's explanation about how you get to the stage of being one of the 8 jewels who are worshipped. And I'm sure nobody's interested in being worshipped. I don't think that's the idea, but to have such an elevated, powerful stage that you're able to fulfill the desires of others by showing them the right method, you're able to have that continuous, unbroken link so that you yourself are able to keep receiving, but also keep giving. The Baba was using this word akhand, and then Baba connected it with khandit murti. So akhand, we usually translate it as unbroken, without any break, without any interruption. So it's a term that's used for the kingdom of the golden and silver age, akhandaraja, a kingdom, a dynasty without any break, without any interruption. And Baba uses it often for our stage. And so yesterday Baba was talking about a Kanda Yuga, that connection with God in which nothing breaks, nothing interrupts that link. But also as a result of that, then the kingdom within, the self-sovereignty within. And clearly Baba was saying, your sovereignty today over yourself is what determines the sovereignty of the future. So how do you get to that stage of being so elevated where nothing stops you, nothing tires you? Rukavat, thakavat. Baba was rhyming many words in Hindi. So rukavat, there's an obstacle that comes and you stop. Or thakavat, tiredness. And whether it's physical tiredness, emotional tiredness, spiritual tiredness, whatever it may be. But if there's any of those things, then of course, how can you carry on? And so that stage in which not only is there that unbroken link, but also you're able to serve without a break, you're able to give without a break, without any interruption. And they say that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with 1 step. And so what was telling us the end result? What are the qualifications of those deities? But also Baba told us the first step that's needed. And the first step actually came in the blessing at the end. Baba talking about becoming the one who has total control. And Baba spoke about, Baba used the English expression, controlling power. And so the control of mind and intellect. And although in a way it's the first step to reach the stage of having all the powers, having all the methods, having all the results, the success, Siddhi, Vidhi, Riddhi, all these things are coming up in the Murali. But that first step, being able to control my mind and intellect. And I was seeing that, again, to get to that stage of control, Baba used another word, concentration. To be able to reach that stage of concentration and focus. So, what is it that's still distracting me? When I want to connect with Baba, and it shouldn't be when and if, but it should be all the time, but am I able to connect with Baba at all times so that the mind doesn't get distracted? A few times yesterday Baba spoke about this expression, Ichcha Matram Avidya, to be ignorant of any desires at all. No trace of any desire. And so, what is it that's distracting me? What is it that I still haven't been able to attain from Baba that's pulling the mind or pulling the intellect? At first it's the physical senses that pull, and Baba was very clear about that. Make sure that none of the physical senses pull. And generally, Baba talks in the Sakar Murali, Baba talks about the pull of the eyes. What is it that's distracting you? And yet, I was thinking that maybe that's one of the early steps on the path of purity. I see someone and my eyes distract. But maybe at this stage, there's another sense organ that is even more distracting, and that is our ears. And I was thinking about how you hear a story about something, someone. You weren't there, you didn't see it, you just hear about it. But it creates a huge distraction. And how many thoughts, how many minutes, how many hours am I spending? It keeps coming into my mind, the story that I've heard about whatever else is going on. And so the ears can be a huge distraction. Or I hear something that someone has said about me. How much of a distraction is that? Just a few words. How long does it take for somebody to pass a comment? Just a few words. But those few words get lodged. And the intellect is churning, reflecting, pulling it apart, trying to find where, how, what, if, but. And so, I was talking about going beyond the pull of all the senses. And so that stage in which I can experience, yes, even today in the Murali, Baba said, you can only hear Gyan if the soul is in the body. So yes, when I'm hearing the Murali, I'm hearing good things, things that nourish the soul. I'm very aware that I, the soul, am very definitely here. I'm not somewhere else. And if I'm somewhere else and I miss the Murali, I miss that nourishment, then there's going to be a problem. Even though my body is here, if my mind is elsewhere, I'm going to miss out. And so yes, as a soul, I'm here, I'm sitting, I'm listening. But to be able to be detached, be present at the moment when I need to be present. And Baba's whole point about controlling power was, are you able to stabilize yourself in the stage that you want, when you want? And obviously it involves a lot of things, not just distractions at the present moment. Can I be present and just be here and take benefit from whatever is going on? But it's not just things happening now that can be a distraction, but also things that happened yesterday, things that happened years ago. Are any of those things distracting me? And so the stage of concentration, focus, focusing on what I need at this moment. not just the connection with Baba, the connection with Baba is going to keep me on track, but also to be aware of what is the opportunity at this present moment. Not even that I'm just lost in God's love and I'm ignorant of what's going on here, but at this moment, the opportunity to take from Baba, from the Murali, further the opportunity to serve. In what way can I serve at this moment? Is it my thoughts? Are a few words helpful? Is there some action that is needed? And if somebody is asking me for help, can I provide that help and give the cooperation that's needed at that moment of need? And so I'm seeing that the awareness that we need to have is, yes, the connection with Baba, but at certain times, not just to cut off from the physical dimension, but also to be very present here to do whatever is necessary. But yes, that stage of controlling power, where truly I am in charge of myself. I was connecting that with the other thing that Baba mentioned, that to be part of the eight jewels, you need to develop all the eight powers. And when we speak about all the different powers, the power of introversion, the power of packing up, merging, all of tolerance, all those things, I ask myself the question, where does controlling power fit in? And I realize it's actually at the foundation. All the other powers can develop when I have controlling power. Think about the first one, introversion, the tortoise, to be able to go inside and be protected by the shell so that whatever is going on outside is outside and isn't touching you inside. Many of the things the Baba said in these two muralis, following all the things that were happening in India at that time, a lot of upheaval, a lot of rioting, all sorts of things. But these two muralis really were underlining this ability. Can I go inside and find that space of quiet and stillness and leave the things that are going on outside, outside? If I could change the situation, fine, but generally speaking, in those situations, there's nothing you can do externally. But first step, you can take care of yourself. And then, Baba said, if you've been able to keep your own stage stable and not allow any upheaval to come, then in that stage, you'll be able to give comfort and peace and even happiness to the one in front of you, maybe a few, maybe several, and it probably still won't change the bigger picture, but at least those who are seeking, those who are in touch with you, those who are near you, they'll be able to feel the cool drops of water coming from you, and this is your cooperation for them. You're not at that moment interested in water or food or anything else. At that moment, what they need is a spiritual comfort. They need to have a moment of peace. They need to have a few drops of comfort, just knowing that it's possible to be without any fear. And so, that stage, if I want to be introverted, and it's in a way the first step, the first lesson, but am I able to keep my mind and intellect connected with soul consciousness, going deep inside and staying there for not just a moment and then out, but no, for as long as is needed, as long as I would like to stay in that stage. And so this practice of introversion, it's mind control. People are scared of mind control, of being exercised by anyone else, but this is my control over my mind, my control over my intellect. And so go through all the different powers and you'll see very much this is what Baba's talking about, the introversion, but also the power of tolerance. And if I'm getting shaken, how do I develop the power of tolerance at that time? Not possible. It's the practice from today. And yes, some have been practicing for decades and decades and decades, but however far I've got on my journey, I'll be able to see that for myself from my responses to situations today. And maybe I have been on a journey for a long time, but still the situations that are coming up today are highlighting for me the fact that I don't have as much tolerance as I would need for bigger situations when they come. And so if I want to develop that stage of the highest, most elevated deity soul, then the first step on the journey of that, what seems to be a very long journey, from here, ordinary human, to being not just a deity, worship worthy, but the most elevated of all deities. And Sivabha's comment that you need all the different powers. And it's not a question of one or two or a few, but all the different powers. And if you have all those powers, then yes, you're ready to deal with any situation for yourself. And the second one also, that was one qualification that Baba mentioned. The second qualification that Baba mentioned, and Baba didn't go into it in a lot of detail at that point, but very specific, that this is the stage where through your own behavior and your own actions, vidhi and then siddhi, you're able to show results. It was just a couple of lines Baba mentioned there. It was very interesting because what Baba's saying is that how do you teach? It's not teaching in words. It's teaching through your vibrations. It's teaching through your actions. And so your life should be such that this is the way that others can also attain the results that they're seeking. The results, the peace and happiness that is unbroken. So am I able to keep peace and happiness within the soul, whatever else is happening? And so in any difficult situation that others are facing, they don't have the years of jnana, the years of instructions that we've had, and we still continue to get more and more from Baba all the time. Most of you haven't heard these muralis of, well, we had the muralis of the 70s, now it's the muralis of the 80s, and I think many of you who are sitting here must have come after these muralis. And so you're getting a chance to hear those early muralis, which were actually clarifying many, many topics that later Baba didn't get into any detail. At that time, Baba was really going into depth, into detail. So we continue to receive all those treasures, but the most important thing, the application of all of that, and being able to follow the instructions that Baba is giving. And so muralis give us the how-to. How do I do this? The muralis are not just giving a beautiful picture of the golden aged world and everything being wonderful and everything being beautiful, but the preparation for that. What is it that I need to do now? And if we actually follow the methods that Baba's giving us, then be able to see the results. But then our life is able to show others the method and also show them the results, so that if this is what they would like to attain and achieve, they can also do that. And so I found it fascinating that that very elevated stage, the highest that humans can attain, Baba spoke about it being the stage of the great donor, the one who's able to give blessings, the one who's the master ocean. So all of those titles Baba was sharing, how do I get to that stage? So that was very, very interesting for me. The other thing that I want to comment on, Baba was talking about the fire in Kanpur, and Ratan Bhai kindly shared with us the story behind what had happened. And so there's this fire, and the place where they're sitting for meditation, usually that gets burnt, but three things are saved: Brahma Baba's picture, Shiv Baba's picture, and Baba's box. And then you can put into context what Baba's talking about. If there's a fire and it's burnt, well, you don't know what the benefit in that is going to be, but there's some benefit there. And then, what is saved? Yes, you can say that it's Baba's protection that saved all of this, but benefit in that too. But the interesting thing, am I able to see both with the same vision? Ek rasthiti. Or is it that I'm a little bit upset about this? This didn't happen as I would have expected. I didn't expect there to be a fire when it's a place where we've been meditating every day. But it happened. And so Baba was saying, were you stable? And then this did get saved. And yes, maybe it was wonderful confirmation for my faith that yes, Baba's my protector, Baba's with me, but you're also still not excited about it. You're not needing to dwell on it, but you accept it. That yes, this has happened and this has happened. It's two very different situations. And most of us have never been in those situations where on the one side, normally you'd say there's loss, and on the other side you say there's benefit. And Baba's putting both absolutely equal. And again, question that I ask myself, what is it teaching me at this moment? It's connected with this idea of no expectations. Connect the word expectations with the word desire, and you can see how close they are. On the one side, I have huge expectations. Nothing's going to happen. God's with me. God's going to protect me. And yet, I don't know the inner mechanisms of karma, of drama, of what is benefit, real benefit, how is the benefit going to come? I don't know. And then on the other side, yes, there is something which is very visibly of benefit. And so today, if I'm in a situation in which both of these things are happening together in front of me, can I have the same vision of equality in both things? I've done the best that I can. I have to make sure that I followed Baba Srimat, so that the clear instructions that God has given are being observed in my life. But beyond that, I can't control the drama. And my expectations are going to create a problem for me. And so, a stage beyond expectations. Not so easy. Always there's an expectation. Well, I did what Baba told me to do. Why didn't it work out? Or what were the other more subtle factors that were going on? I didn't think about that. I didn't know how my vibrations were going to impact others. I didn't know that every single thought of mine was going to have a reaction. And so again, the Baba's talking about what me. Yesterday's Murali was fascinating. The main Murali, but also all the questions and answers the Baba gave. Question, and then in a few words, an answer. And to this thing about how do you become a special soul? Yes, I'm God's child, but everyone is God's child. So special, again, it's a very simple method. It's nothing to do with anyone outside or comparison or competition or anything. It's just me and what's going on in here. My elevated thoughts, and the Hindi in both aspects is Shresht. Shresht Sankalp, Shresht Atma, elevated soul, elevated thoughts. And so, am I able to keep in all circumstances and situations my thoughts high and elevated, absolutely as Baba would? Most people sitting here, I know there's a few who didn't have the fortune of meeting Avyakt Bab Dada in Madhuban, but watch the videos. I know it's not the same, but still. And even today when we're watching the videos that have been shown in the past, the presence of Baba is extremely powerful. But those of us who did have the fortune of observing Baba when Avyakt Baba would come, we would see Baba demonstrate this again and again and again. Something is going on in a hall at the back and everybody gets distracted. Then Baba, absolutely stable. Never mind the hall. There were things, because we used to just have Baba sitting on a gaddi and everybody sitting here, just in front. No separation, no gap, no security, no nothing. And somebody would come here and literally just be in front of Baba. And Baba would just give them the same drishti of love as Baba was giving everyone else. For everybody else. Why are they doing this? What's going on? What are they going to do? And so that sort of little buzz would start, but Baba would just give them drishti. And whatever was going on in their mind would come to an end and they would just be still. So we've seen situations and what harm is going to come to Baba. There can be no harm. But of course there were things that could have created harm, could have, because we didn't know what the intentions of those people were. So Baba stable. And it's just an amazing demonstration. You heard the story of Dadi Kumarka and the snake. And the snake. Okay, some are going like this. So in the days when Shantivan wasn't built up concrete, it was still very much a farmland, or even bushland, you could say. There wasn't even a proper farm. There was just a little area that had been cleared. And there was Daddy's cottage, which wasn't as extended as it is today. It was a little cottage. And everything was just rough. And so it was a place for lots of wild animals and lots of snakes. And so a snake came very, very close to Daddy. And Daddy was just quiet and still. And she shared the story here herself, actually, when she had come. And the snake quietly went away. And so that moment, reaction. So if something like that were to happen to me, what would I do? Can I maintain that state of stability and just connection with Baba, no matter what's going on? Never mind feeling great no matter what, but even just feeling yogyukt, connected with Baba. So, if you want answers about what I need to do today, yesterday's Murali has many, many answers, and so opportunity to practice holy day, holiday, so experiment with some of the things that Baba spoke about. And again today, more things Baba's talking about, but again, experiment. Om Shanti.